Conrad Day and his crew tow a net into the Ugashic River in preparation for the incoming high tide.
Now we'll just wait on the switch, because when the water floods, the fish come with it. It's like a free ride upriver.
Things are quiet out on the water tonight, but a few days ago, the river would have been full of fellow set netters preparing for the evening sockeye run.
There's like 4 boats anchored out, but earlier in this week, there was probably between 20 and 30 boats anchored out, and you know, every one had a crew of 4 to 5 people, so it's crazy how Pilot Point will go from a ghost town to, you know, an extra 300 people walking around, and then a few days later, it shuts off again.
It's the end of the season, so a lot of people have packed up and headed home. But there are still a few set netters like Day fishing. He's a college student at Texas A&M, studying nuclear engineering. Set netting has been a great summer job for him the last 3 years. Every salmon that strikes the net in front of him is a little more money towards his education.
That's actually a lot of fish.
How many do you think just hit?
Probably between 20 to 50.
Even though the salmon are hitting now, for a long time, things didn't look good in Ugashic Bay.
I was nervous whether they were going to come back or not.
Katie Bursch has been a set netter in Pilot Point for over 30 years. The Ugashic Fishing District traditionally has one of the latest runs in Bristol Bay, but this year took it to a whole new level. This summer's run was so slow for so long that the Alaska Department of Fish and Game closed down commercial fishing in the beginning of July. But then the fish hit. The district was open, and from July 13th to about the 23rd, things got busy.
We were sitting around, it was like, can you believe we've only been fishing for 10 days? You know, it felt like a whole entire salmon season got squeezed into 10 days.
We went from like 18,000 pounds to like 60, 70,000 pounds in like less than a week.
This has been Traveler Terpening's best year ever in Pilot Point. His crew pulled in over 125,000 pounds of sockeye. The Ugashic District's run is almost up to 4 million salmon. That's about a million sockeye higher than the area's average for the last 2 decades. But the way Terpening sees it, a good season depends on more than the number of salmon returning.
It doesn't really matter if we have a huge run. It's all about, do the drifters come down? You know, how do the fish come in? How do the tenders serve us?
And this summer, a lot less drift boats fished in Ugashic compared to last year. Terpening says that let plenty of sockeye through to fishermen along the beach. On top of that, there were plenty of buyers for set net sockeye, and fishermen are getting around $1.25 per pound, plus quality bonuses for bled and chilled salmon. That's up almost 50 cents from 2 years ago. This year's late run was a roller coaster ride, but Terpening says that he expects every summer to hold a lot of surprises.
Every season we say, God, this is a weird season. And then we reflect and say, oh, we said that last year. And we say that every year, actually. So every year is a weird season.
Back out on the water, Connor Day and his crew have finished picking their nets and are bringing a load of fish out to a tender. This tide's haul was only around 500 pounds. Not a lot, but it adds up. That's not lost on Day or the captain of the tender buying his catch.
So you're gonna keep pushing?
Might as well, we're already here.
Exactly, good price here. I've been astounded that some people want to call it with the weight that they're catching on a price here this good. It's like, strike while the iron's hot, bro.
With that, Day and his crew shove off and head home to eat, sauna, and rest while they wait for the next tide. In Pilot Point, I'm Mitch Borden.